All right, with just about 2.5 weeks left in the 2019 Saratoga meet, we are here with leading rider Jose Ortiz. He's won the last two Alabamas. He's going to gun for his third later on this afternoon with Dunbar Road. Jose, thanks for some time.
Hey, Anthony, how are you? Thank you for having me.
All right, doing well. Let's talk about Dunbar Road a little bit. You've ridden her a few times now. Couple of big efforts last time out. Talk me through that trip in the Mother Goose. It wasn't the easiest of trips, yet she won very impressively.
Yeah, it wasn't easy because everybody kind of knew that they had to beat her. So it was a very, very slow pace, and I broke from the inside. So I was kind of boxed in the whole way. But passing the 5:16 pole, I knew, I just need a little chance to push somebody a little bit to the outside, and as soon as I had cleared, I got a blue by this, and that's what she did.
Broke from the inside last time, rail draw again in the Alabama. Does that concern you at all?
No, I'm very happy. Actually, Belmont different. It's one turn. Here is two turns, a mile and a quarter, so I'm very happy. Save some ground first turn, and then half of the other turn probably save some ground also, and Just take it easy, be patient, and whenever I'm ready, I'm going to make my move.
You mentioned a little traffic last time when you broke from the rail. Again, the rail draw, like we said. Where do you envision her early on in the race? Do you think she's going to be closer because of the stretch out and distance because of the two turns?
I think she'll be sitting four, maybe four on the inside, saving ground. I think as Musing and another horse in the outside got some speed, maybe somebody else go and be third in the outside. I'm just sitting chilly probably in the second flight.
You won it 2 years ago with a late. You won it last year with Eskimo Kisses. Kind of different fillies. Does she remind you of either of those two fillies?
Well, a little bit of a late. They are very similar to Rye. A little tactical, close to the pace, two big fillies that like the distance. I think Dunbar Road is kind of like the mile and a quarter. She haven't been tested yet, but I think, my feeling tell me that she will like it.
You also ride Chad Brown's other grade one filly, 3-year-old in the barn, Guarana. What are the similarities, the differences between Dunbar Road and Guarana?
Well, Guarana is a little bit more aggressive. Dunbar Road a little bit more laid back. That's what I think. Dunbar Road is kind of like the mile and a quarter. Guarana, I don't think she would get it. But she haven't done anything wrong. She has done everything we asked for. She just run three times and we won two great ones. So, that's pretty amazing. And I'm very happy. I think Chad is doing the right things, keeping the Alabama and going straight to the Cotillion.
Point of Honor came close to getting Guarana last time in the coaching club American Oaks. Got very close to Guarana, like I said. You think she's the filly that you fear the most tomorrow when it comes to the Alabama?
Yeah, I think she's clearly a second choice. Last time she was closing, but remember that she's way more seasoned than Guarana. She run as a 2-year-old, and then she started early on the year at Tampa. I think she won a race in Tampa, if I'm not mistaken. But she's way more seasoned than Guarana. Guarana just had two races. That's what I think. Probably she was getting close to her late. That's one of the reasons we Chad, I think, decide to not force Guarana to go man and a quarter. And then we have Dunbar Road that we think that she's going to handle the distance pretty well. I think we're sitting, on the best horse. So I'm very confident.
Talking to Jose Ortiz, he has Dunbar Road looking for three Alabamas in a row later on at the Spa. Two other stakes on the card, Blowout for Chad Brown, the race before the Alabama. Talk about her in the Lake Placid. Last time, that was a weird race at Lake George. Three in there, all three chained by Chad. She was on the lead that day. What do you think about her chances in the Lake Placid?
I think we have a very good shot. I just wish she relaxed a little bit. Last time she went easy, but I felt like she was kind of on the beat the whole way. She never kind of dropped it. It was a weird race. three horses, the three horses trained by Chad, and I mean, somebody had to go. And I broke good, and I went. And, I mean, she just got beat. But I think it's not an easy race also. I also rode Barenka last time. I think she's a very nice filly. I think the Chad has another one.
Regal Glory, who won the Lake George.
Exactly. Regal Glory beat me last time. So it's not an easy race, but I would like to see Blower to relax a little bit. And I think we have a good shot to win.
Race before the Lake Placid Fire Key in the all three races, all three stakes tomorrow for the fillies. Fire Key, she just always shows up with a good race, huh?
Yeah, she's doing so good. And I mean, it's a horse that I really like to ride, and I'm very happy that she's doing so good for Jimmy, man. Jimmy he's been doing a long time. He knows what he's doing. He don't get too much opportunity to train this kind, but I mean, since he got her, she's been doing really good, and I mean, she had gave us 100% every time she stepped at the track, and I'm very happy about it. And I mean, I hope I win it for the horse, but mainly for Jimmy. I really like Jimmy Ryerson.
Yeah, trainer Jimmy Ryerson does a great job. Got about a dozen days left in the meet. You're in front of your brother Arad right now. How important is it for you to win the title up here?
It's very important. Ira got it last year. I mean, it's not easy to win it. It's just
long days up here, huh?
Very long, very long. Long mornings, and then throughout the day is very long. It's tiring, but now we have a cushion with the 2 days off. I think it make it better. But like I say, it's not easy. Mainly last 4 years, it's been a battle between me and Ira, but I mean, we had a very deep colony here, and I mean, any of them can get in a good role and have a great meet. But now look like it's between me and Ira, and I mean, like I say, Ira can get on a roll and win five in a day and make it very interesting. But I mean, I'm gonna keep doing my thing, working hard, man. I'm working harder than ever. I really want to win, to be honest, but if I don't, so it wasn't for me. I mean,
you're not the only one working hard in the family too. Earlier this week I saw your wife Taylor getting back on horses. Man, she's gonna try and make it tougher for you to win the title next year. Is there a comeback coming, maybe?
No comeback to riding, but yes, in the morning she's been getting a feel for her aunt Linda, and I mean, that's She born into horse racing, so that's, I mean, like they say, happy wife, happy life. She's happy doing it, and I mean, I'm happy for her. She's having fun and happy doing what she likes to do. But I don't think she don't want to ride.
He's live in all three stakes on the Alabama card, looking for his third consecutive Alabama. Jose, thank you for some time today.
Thank you, I appreciate it.